Hello, this is Pastor Rock Dilliman with another weekly installment of 91 Weeks with the Holy Spirit. Lately, I've been going a bit long in my commentaries, even though I have purposed in my heart to be more restrained. So today, I'm going to try again, and we'll see how I do. Today, we're just looking at two references. Our readings this week come from the Gospel according to Mark, the earliest account of Jesus' life and ministry. And there are two references to the Holy Spirit in this week's readings, one in Mark chapter 12 and the other in chapter 13. I want to begin, obviously, with the one in chapter 12. Jesus was teaching in the temple, and he began to talk about the fact that the Messiah was referred to as being Son of David. That's one of his messianic titles. And Jesus asked some rhetorical questions of his audience. How is it, he said, that David wrote, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies beneath your feet." How could David call him Lord if he was the son of David? Now, obviously, Jesus was setting the table to help people grasp that he was the fulfillment of ancient prophecies and that the Messiah was given as one of his titles, Son of David, because the Messiah in his flesh had to be a descendant of the royal line of David. But the thing I want to focus upon is Jesus acknowledged that when David wrote those things, he did so in the Holy Spirit. He didn't pull those teachings and those concepts out of thin air. He didn't come to those conclusions simply on the basis of human reasoning and human logic. He spoke in the Holy Spirit. And the two takeaways I want to suggest are, first of all, the Holy Spirit is the spirit of prophecy. Now, when we hear the word prophecy, we think of foretelling the future, and that is one aspect of prophecy. But prophecy also means forthtelling the truth, and all declaration of God's truth and all revelation of God's ordained future are communicated through the Holy Spirit. And I just want to remind you that the fulfilled prophecies of Scripture are one of the most convincing proofs that the Bible is not the product of human speculation, human dishonesty, or human wisdom. All Scripture is Spirit-breathed. And there's no way that any human being could have uttered all of the highly detailed prophecies and had them all come true in the most minute detail. So the Spirit is the spirit of prophecy. He's with us when we tell forth God's truth, and he reveals the future. And the main takeaway I want to suggest from that is that the Holy Spirit in our lives reveals things that we could not know otherwise. We're not going to write additional chapters of God's sacred revelation. So the takeaway needs to be relevant for us and our day-to-day experience. And I think the relevant takeaway for us is that the Holy Spirit reveals things we couldn't know otherwise. There's a biblical term for that. It's called discernment. The Spirit enables us to discern things, to recognize things, to be alerted to things, to see God at work, where apart from the Holy Spirit, we would miss everything. So remember the Holy Spirit within you. As you listen for Him, as you obey Him, as you cultivate your knowledge of His ways and His words, that Holy Spirit will reveal to you things about your personal situation, your family situations, our national situation, our community situations, our spiritual situations, our work situations, our relational situations, things that we could not know of otherwise. So in short, if you look for the Holy Spirit to turn on the lights and bring awareness, you will discover the Holy Spirit turning on the lights and bringing awareness. When you're in a situation where you feel like throwing up your hands and saying, I have no idea what's going on, and I have no idea how to best respond to this, don't despair. You're in a place of opportunity. Instead of throwing your hands up in despair, maybe raise them up in worship and say, Lord, I'm clueless, but I know the Holy Spirit can give me clues. I know the Holy Spirit can show me what's going on and direct my responses. When I first came to ACAC many years ago, and now decades ago, I quickly realized I had no idea what to do in this context and in the situation I inherited. And I mean that literally. I had no idea where to even start. But that was a great place to be, because it drove me back upon the Holy Spirit. And I said, Spirit, I have no idea. You got to show me what's going on and show me the appropriate response. And you know what? He showed me. When I asked and listened, the Spirit began to progressively show me what was going on, give me clues, give me discernment, and I moved from being totally clueless to having understanding. Expect the Holy Spirit to do that for you, but ask the Holy Spirit to do it for you and listen. Now moving into chapter 13, because I said we're going to try be a bit shorter this week. The reference in chapter 13, Jesus was speaking to His disciples, and He was assuring them that difficult times were in their future. He was talking about the hideous things that were going to happen in Jerusalem one day, and He was talking about the horrific things that would lead into His second coming. And when you read that 13th chapter, it's important to note that those are the two things that Jesus was addressing. Otherwise, you'll make a lot of interpretive mistakes. But in all of that, Jesus talked about the gospel being preached to all nations. That's verse 10. He indicated that His messengers would be arrested. And then He said, when that happens, don't worry ahead of time about what you are to say, but say whatever is given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but it is the Holy Spirit. So the takeaway from that, when you don't know what to say, the Holy Spirit will provide your words. Chapter 12, when you don't know what's going on, when you don't know what to do, the Holy Spirit will lead you. Chapter 13, when you're in a position and you need to respond verbally and you don't know what to say, the Holy Spirit will give you the words in that hour. Not ahead of time, not a month before, but in that hour. So when you find yourself, Jesus was saying, in situations of adversity, and men are attacking you, and you may be defending your very life and existence, I'll give you the words you need to say, and I'll give them to you through the Holy Spirit. Now, a practical takeaway, if I were to ask, what is it that hinders Christians from being more aggressive in their vocal witnessing? I would suggest many people, if they were honest, would answer with one word, fear. Pastor Rock, I'm afraid that if I begin to witness and people begin to attack my faith and ask hard questions, I won't know what to say. All of us have a fear of not knowing what to say. We don't want to be put on the spot, have somebody ask a tough question or make a tough observation, and then stand there silent and embarrassed. Because of that, I suspect many people don't even start conversations that are aimed at sharing the gospel, afraid that when push comes to shove, they won't know what to say. Well, remember this, you won't know ahead of time. So if previous knowledge is necessary for witnessing, you're never going to witness. But Jesus promised that in the moment, the Holy Spirit will give you the answers. He'll give you the words. So if you're afraid to witness because you're fearful you won't know what to say, and you let that stop you, you'll likely never witness. But if you launch out in faith and say, Lord, I know I'm going to get cornered, and boy, you're going to have to give me the words. He'll give you the words. And once you experience that once, you'll be more prone to witness again. And once you experience it a second time, even more prone. A third time, I think you get my drift. It's only as you step out in faith that you're going to get witnessing confidence. Because it's only as you step out that you log experience in the Holy Spirit giving you the word you need to say. And let me take this further. When you're engaging even with somebody who shares your faith, and they're talking about a hopeless scenario or a trial or a predicament that they're facing, if you're listening for and confident in the Holy Spirit, He'll give you the words of comfort and direction that you need to share with them. When you're in the moment and you don't know what to say, the Holy Spirit will give you the words. So those are our takeaways for this week. God bless you. Have a great week as you follow the Holy Spirit.